I think we need to start by understanding what the definition of a woman human rights defender is. A woman human rights defender is any woman defending any human rights, so civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. Well, it's also any person, woman or man, defending women's rights specifically or working for gender equality. I think it's also important to understand that women human rights defenders aren't just NGO activists. They are also trade unionists, journalists, medical professionals. It's many different types of professions that would fall into the category of human rights defenders. And what's particular about being a woman human rights defender is that across the world, these defenders are working in contexts where there is still deeply entrenched discrimination against women.
So to go a bit deeper into this discriminatory context, We hear every day about attacks, violent attacks, oftentimes against those who defend human rights. Why should we focus special attention on women and women human rights defenders? Are they really different from the other human rights defenders?
Yes, they are different. They face all the same risks that other defenders face. They face death threats, arrests, harassment, stigmatization, just like their male counterparts. But in addition, they face threats of sexual violence. In addition, they will be smeared in media campaigns with accusations really targeting their sexuality, so accusing them of being prostitutes or lesbians or bad mothers. So the context is different for women human rights defenders. In addition, they face challenges from attacks, even from their own communities, from their families, in ways that male human rights defenders often don't.
Okay, so attacks from all parts of the society.
Exactly. The state, the community, the family, business corporations. It really runs the gamut for women human rights defenders.
So what can be done? What are states' obligations to protect them?
The state has very clear human rights obligations to protect all human rights defenders, including women human rights defenders. And this means that they need to set up gender-sensitive protection programs. And in any given state, to understand what would be needed to set up a gender-sensitive protection program, they would need to talk to women human rights defenders and really understand what their protection needs are. We know from talking to women human rights defenders that oftentimes they see protection as a more holistic concept that extends to well-being and overarching security within society, not just their own physical security. We also know that many women human rights defenders also are the main caregiver in their family, and states need to find out about these realities, because if a woman human rights defender is assigned a bodyguard and then she's traveling all over the country to do her work, who is looking after her kids and making sure that they are safe while they stay home and go to school? Those types of things need to be explicit questions in the state response in developing a protection policy.
So in addition to states, what is the international community doing? What is the UN doing, especially the Human Rights Office?
Our work, the Human Rights Office, our bread and butter is working with human rights defenders. This is one of the most important components of our work. And of course, we partner with women human rights defenders on all of the human rights work that we do across all countries. At the headquarters level, as an office, we have decided to dedicate our efforts to commemorate 20 years since the Beijing World Conference on Women to women human rights defenders. And we're doing this because women human rights defenders were instrumental in securing the ambitious agenda agreed 20 years ago in Beijing, and they are still on the front lines fighting for the realization of that agenda. So under the hashtag #ReflectToProtect, that's with the number 2 in between, we launched a social media campaign to raise awareness about women human rights defenders, encouraging people to self-identify as a woman human rights defender and to support the work of women human rights defenders. And we'll also have 12 profiles of some really amazing women human rights defenders along the 12 areas of concern of Beijing. Oh.
So, can we do something also at our level to contribute to that campaign?
Absolutely. You can send in your selfie. We're taking selfies in the mirror, and there are instructions on our website about how to do that. Mm. And you can tweet it in with the hashtag #ReflectToProtect. The campaign runs through International Women's Day on the 8th of March, 2015.